Blog Talk Radio.
Giving a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Come on. but I believe in a God who can use this. I believe the children still the future. I believe a God who renews us. I believe if he parted seas, this disease gotta bow to the ruler.
So many
himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a nice hand and welcome to the show.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Glad to have another show in play so that we could actually start to share some really positive and wonderful information that has been coming our way. Yes, indeed. Giving thanks to God and for his grace, love, and mercy. And all I can say, this is really a great opportunity for us to, really start to see some of the things that we can start to do and even start to see our true reality. Because, as I said before, once we start to really look at our ability and what we can do and start to focus on making all of that positive and powerful energy come through, that's when some things can really start to manifest for us. But if we're going to continue to just say, woe is me, I'm a victim of poverty, I'm a victim of, racism and this, that, and the other, you have to see beyond that. You have to see that you are not stuck in a situation, but that you are a person that has the ability to do great, wonderful, and amazing things. But the only thing that can set you free is when you start to realize your true reality. And once you start to see that and know who you really are, that's when you can tap into your God-given power and start to make some great and wonderful things come about. So, just to make a short statement on this, you have the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. And the only thing that can hold you back is your fear and doubt. And if you have fear and doubt and are going to be a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina, then that's what's going to cause you not to be able to really make things happen. And that's a problem. But you don't have to have that problem. All you have to do is keep an open mind and an open heart. And as you keep your mind and heart open with God's given truth, then, you know, you're going to start to see the proof that this is something that you can do, great, awesome, and amazing things. And all I can say is, hey, I'm just very thankful that, you know, some things have really come our way. And I'm just giving thanks because many times, you know, you can try to do these things, but unfortunately, for some of us, it's like, listen, I gave it a whole 2 or 3 days, and it didn't work out for me. I prayed on it. I did this, that, and the other, and it didn't work, so I'm throwing in the towel. Forget it. But we have to have what you would call some serious amount of having the ability to have faith that, hey, if I stick with this, I could really make it happen. And if I really try to do it, it will come through. And all I can say is it can and will come through, but we just have to keep our minds open and keep our hearts open, and we'll start to see a new reality. And that's the thing. Once we start to really focus on our true ability of what we can do, then we're going to start to see some great and wonderful things start flying through for us, you know. And as the old saying goes, if you keep your mind up on high, you're going to start to see your goals and dreams truly fly. And that's true. You have to keep your mind not down low and thinking like, woe is me, oh, no. You know, no, we're not talking about that conversation. We're talking about, wow, I know, you know, I've been trying this for a little while, but you know what? I have a feeling that this is really going to work out. I just need to keep staying focused on this and know that the Lord and Christ Jesus is going to bless me so that this door for great success is going to open up and I can achieve my very best. So I know it can happen. I just have to keep believing, and soon I will be receiving. And that's what we need to do. Forget about, you know, the doubting Thomases that are maybe around you that may be telling you, what, you just wasting your time, man. This ain't going to work for you. That ain't going to happen. This, that. Listen, there are many people that are out there that have done some great, awesome, and amazing things. And being that they have, they've done it, not just through, you know, just regular, you know, step-by-step means that you may take to get things done from, I guess you would say, a practical point of view. But when you do it from a spiritual point of view where you have the ability, but you just have to tap into your new reality of who you really are, that's when some great, awesome, and amazing things can really come about. But you have to believe without any fear or doubt and know that it can really happen. And once you start to see that this is something that you can truly do and that you are a true son or daughter of God that has the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things, that's when these things will really come about. But we just have to get rid of holding on to the fear and doubt that other people are brainwashing us to believe that, you know, we cannot achieve. And that's not true. We can achieve. We have great, awesome, and amazing ability. And like I said, whether you're dealing with, you know, statements that Jesus said, or if you're dealing with the statements that, you know, Lord Jehovah said in the Bible, it was very powerful. You know, it was even said, without a vision, your people shall perish. And that means that you have to have a vision of what you really are capable of doing and stay focused on that vision, and you'll start to see a new reality. But without a vision at all, and all you're going to do is start, you know, singing the song of the blues, woe is me, then you're not going to see a lot of positivity come to thee. And that's the thing. What you see is what you get. Your vision is what can cause you to really bring in a new reality of great, awesome, and amazing success. And all I can say is I am definitely very, very thankful that I have seen some wonderful things, not only in the past, but, you know, just recently some great things have come on the table now, and we just need to complete the process. And when we complete the process, I will share with everybody what actually has happened. But right now, you know, because unfortunately there's a lot of doubting Thomases, there's a lot of doubting Thomasinas that want to, you know, say, what, you trying to do what, you know, and they, you know, will see things from a negative perspective. But when we can actually start to see things from that positive perspective and know, that's when, you know, you really have the confidence to make things grow. And that's one of the things that's very important is that, you know, when we start to see things from a positive perspective and know that God and Christ were not clowning around with us and just putting these words of power out there for us to grasp and to really become in onement with, you know, once we can really grasp that for real and not see it in a joking manner or, nah, you know, that's not for me. It can be for you. All you have to do is believe it and you'll receive it. And that's the very important part of it that's very real and very powerful. And once we start to see things from that perspective, that's when we're really going to start to see a lot of great and wonderful things coming through. And we'll start to be able to make some really great changes come through. Because like I said, in the past, one of the things that I experienced back in 2010, and that was the ending of gang war, and we saved a lot of kids' lives. And I was really very thankful about that, that the Lord allowed us to do that. Because, like I said, some people might say, what, brother, you ended the gang war? Are you kidding? You didn't end no gang war. But the thing about it is when you have actual proof where God has even sent you awards from senators, congressmen, mayors, county legislators, superintendents of schools and principals of schools, when you got a whole ton of awards that have been given to you, because these guys know that it ain't no joke. The lives of our children, they're not worthless pieces of crap. They are very special to us and very, very important to us. And because of that, when other people even see that you have done a great thing in helping them to save their lives, they will give you awards for that. And that's the reason why I got it. I didn't get awards because I raped and killed and lynched kids in front of my house, on the trees in front of my house, something crazy like that. I got awards because our group of 150 people came together and worked together to go into the schools and talk to these kids about coming out of these gangs. And not only that, towards the end of what we were doing, we came together as a group and started to do prayer and meditation together and visualizing our youth coming out of this madness of wanting to kill each other and wanting to have so much hatred for each other. And it worked. Thing about it is it can work again. We can utilize the very powerful spiritual power of prayer and meditation, and we can see some great and wonderful things come about. And I know for some of us, it may be hard to believe, but the only reason why I'm even not just talking about something that might happen or maybe can happen, but I know can happen, is because I've already seen the great results come about. So I know that they can come about again. But you just need to come together with a group of people that have an open mind and open heart to know that God's power is not a joke. God's given power has been given to all of us. All we need to do is activate that power. And once we start to activate that power, that's when we'll be able to really start to see some positive change and come about. But if we're just going to see things from a doubting Thomas and a doubting Thomasina perspective, then we're not going to be able to really achieve things spiritually like we really should. And that's why it's very difficult for some of us to be able to grasp this opportunity to do great, awesome, and amazing things in our lives because we just don't believe it can really happen. And that's not true at all. It can happen, and we have the ability to make it happen, but we just have to believe it so that we can receive our God-given power and start to utilize it. And that's another thing. You cannot get this power and then use it to do negative things with it. God's only going to release that power to you because he sees you are in one mix in thinking about what you want to do to serve God, Christ, and also to serve our community and the world community. And when we start thinking from a positive perspective of wanting to serve God and Christ and also serve the family of humanity, that's when we're going to start to see an ending of all of this twisted insanity of wanting to kill each other, wanting to hate each other, wanting to do each other in. And we don't need to have that negativity. We need to be here to really show that we are here to reach out to be a blessing to the lives of one another. And when we can come off with that kind of energy, that's when we're really going to start to see a new reality, you know, come about for our community. And that's the thing, because it's not going to come about through holding on to the devil's hatred and anger and wanting to kill each other and hate each other and wanting to do each other in. That is not going to bring us together in unity. All of that means is that we want to have a war with one another and try to destroy each other. And that's not where we should be. Our new reality needs to be about us coming together, wanting to be a blessing to one another, wanting to help one another, wanting to reach out and really see us coming together in unity. Because as I said before, back in the 60s, we did come together in unity. And it wasn't a matter of whether you were a Muslim or Christian. It didn't make a difference whether you were from the Caribbean islands or Africa or whether you were from the United States. The bottom line, we all came together and we did what we could do to help one another. And that was a good thing, you know? And then that's when positive change did come about. But if we're going to be there with our minds and hearts filled with, you know, fear and doubt, then that's when we're going to find that a lot of the things that we want to do aren't really going to come through, because we have to come together in oneness. We have to come together in unity. And once we start to come together in unity and really want to be a blessing to our community, that's when we're going to see positive change come about. And that's what it's really all about, you know. So all I can say at this point is that, you know, with us really starting to reawaken ourselves to our true identity, we're going to start to see some great, awesome, and amazing things come about. And again, I'm very, very thankful for some of the things that have, you know, come forth on the table right now that are great blessings that we're going to see come about. And like I said, I will share this with you once we complete the manifestation of it, because it's almost done. And all I can say is I'm really very thankful to see, you know, some of the great, awesome, and amazing things that are coming our way. But the bottom line is we have to believe it in order to receive it. And once we start to believe that we are not limited human beings that can do but so little, but that, as Jesus said and as God said, because Jesus said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. And that's very powerful, because Jesus wasn't a very limited person that could do so little. He did awesome and amazing things that were just incredible. And when he's saying that, yeah, these are things I did, but guess what? You could do them too. And not only could you do what I did, but you could do even more. It's like, what? I couldn't? Yes, right, you can. But the problem is we've been taught you be able to do what Jesus did. Are you kidding? And that's the thing. we have been brainwashed to think that we are just limited people, and we have to stay in that lane of being a limited person, not to try to do supernatural, amazing, or great things with our lives. And that's where Satan tries to seize your mind and tries to keep you thinking down low, because once you start to keep your mind up on high, he's going to have to let you go. And that's the thing. You need to keep your mind up on high, because that's when your goals and dreams will really start to fly. And the bottom line is, we have the ability to make it happen. We just need to truly start to see our new reality, not as a possibility, but as something that is definitely going to happen, where we can bring about some positive blessings and changes in our lives personally, and also in the lives of others. So I just wanted to share that with you, because this is something that, you know, is very real. And I know sometimes, because of the 450 years of being brainwashed to see things from a negative perspective, you're not supposed to believe any of this can come about. But like I said earlier, it definitely can come about. We just need to see it, believe it, so that we can receive it and utilize that power to do some great, awesome, and positive and wonderful things. So anyway, I did want to give all of those who are on the line with us right now an opportunity to speak and to share your feelings on what has been said, and then we can move on. And like I said, this is something that can be very, very, very powerful. We just need to, once again, see it, believe it, and know that we will receive it. And just because you may have tried it for a week or a month or more doesn't mean that you need to throw in the towel and say, ah, forget it, this ain't going to work. You need to keep your faith and know that even if it takes a period of time for you, that's not a problem. The deal is that once you become an activated son or daughter of God that has tapped into their God-given power, you can utilize that power to do some great, awesome, and amazing things. And forget about the lies of Satan that want to keep you down and out and seeing yourself from the negative viewpoint. That is not what you need to focus on, because as it says, a people without a vision, those people shall perish. And we don't need to have a negative vision of seeing ourselves in negativity. We need to have a vision of seeing ourselves in our true reality. Because one thing that God even said that was very powerful, he said, hey, you are made in the likeness and image of God. And that is a very powerful statement as well. That's not a joke. That's not something like, so what? I got power like, not like God, but, you know, just got some of his power. So what? Yeah. No, that's not something you could say as a joke. That's something that's very awesome and amazing. Because when you realize that you have the ability, as Jesus said, when you can resurrect the dead, you can disappear, reappear, you can walk on water, you can do many great things to help people that are dying and sick, and you can just bring them back to life, give vision back to the blind, give hearing back to the deaf. You know, that's just for the healing. But then you can also heal your community as well. You know, it doesn't have to just be an individual. It can be the whole entire community and the whole entire world. And that's a beautiful thing. But in order for any of these things to happen, you have to raise your consciousness up on high. And then great, awesome, and amazing things can start to fly your way. Yes, indeed. So let us start to see that this is our new reality. Let us not get caught up into not knowing that we don't have any opportunity like this to come about, because we do have this opportunity. But we just have to, again, believe it, and we can receive it. But anyway, right now, I'm getting ready to open up the mic, and that is to number 405-819. 405-819. If you have any comments you would like to share with us, feel free to do so on what we've just spoken about, because we would be more than glad to hear from you.
How are you doing, first and foremost?
Oh, yeah, brother. I am very, very thankful right now, because a lot of great blessings are coming our way.
Look, I can tell you have to be, because your words were so powerful. This is Pastor Spearson. I'm in South Carolina right now. But everything that you are saying is confirmation to some things I'm doing, because I'm sitting here right now as we speak, putting together training slides on the DNA of a champion. And some of the things we're talking about in the DNA of a champion, you know, champions practice, champions are coachable, champions are focused, champions, they are team players, champions don't quit, champions practice. All of those things, for all of those things that you are saying for them to come to pass, you must believe in yourself. And as Jesus said to the young man when the disciples couldn't deliver the young man from the evil spirit, he asked the Father, do you believe? And the Father simply said, this is one of the truest things I've ever read in the Bible. He said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. And sometimes people they're fighting and struggling with the belief system, and their unbelief's a little stronger because they've not gotten the correct information. And what you were saying and alluding to during your speech a moment ago, it's encouraging, because if someone would listen to it, there was nothing in your conversation but power and encouragement and confidence. And that's enough to stir someone to positive action. They just need to put themselves in that environment to hear it. So I'm grateful, my friend. I really, really am. And I'm glad I plugged in. I don't know who sent me their number, but I'm glad I got it. And I'm very, very encouraged by what I heard. And I just praise God for you and everything that you just articulated a moment ago. Thank you so much for giving me a moment.
And thank you, my brother, for sharing that information, because it's interesting that you say that you're dealing with bringing on winners and want to, you know, bring that vibration out there for our folks, you know, whether it be youth or adults that are in athletic ability, or to try to make winners, whether it's financial and things. And I never forget, because I was in the school system for 12 years working, you know, after we stopped the gang wars, you know, our program stayed into the schools. But one thing that we did a meditation program in the schools. And basically when we did the meditation program in the schools, one of the things that was affiliated was that was affirmations, meditation, and we utilized that to bring about the reprogramming of the mind. And once we started to get their minds to really change, that's when they started to see themselves as winners, not as losers. And as they started to see themselves as winners and not losers, that's when many of them became winners. And not only just on the athletic, we had one gentleman, he was on the track team, you know, in Mount Vernon. And unfortunately, what ended up happening with him, you know, because he was on there for a good while, I think it said for like about 2 years, but he just kept on losing these races, and he wasn't winning. But then we kept on telling him that if you can start to see yourself as a winner, that's what's going to really make a change in you. And I said, well, how do you see yourself when you're dealing with, you know, these track races? He said, well, you know, it's kind of, you know, funny, because when I look across the track line when we're getting ready to run these races and I see these guys' muscles and their legs bulging out 10 times bigger than mine, I'm like, wow, I know I'm going to lose this race. I said, well, if you see yourself as a loser before you even start the race, then guess what? That's what you're going to be, because what you see is what you get. I said, you got to start to see yourself as the first one crossing the finish line, and that's when you're going to start to see that. Not only did we tell him to envision that, but we also gave him affirmations that were very powerful for him to start to use, so that it could reprogram his mind too, from seeing himself as a loser into a winner. And he went all the way from being a serious cold loser to being a very hot winner, because he came from being that loser and he became third in the nation in regards to, you know, here in the United States for winning races. And I was very, very proud of him for doing that, because he said he kept doing the meditation and visualizing himself as a winner. He kept doing the affirmations and started to see the change in his mind as no longer being that loser that was going to lose the race. But now he saw himself as the first one crossing the finish line, and that's what happened for him. He became the first one to cross the finish line. So all I can say is, once we start to really reprogram the thinking of the minds of our people, we can start to really start to empower ourselves with some great, awesome, and amazing change that can truly come about for us. But we have to change the way we see things, even though Master Charlie and the devil has definitely reprogrammed our minds to see from the negative perspective. We have to see ourselves from the positive perspective, and then those things will come about. But anyway, my brother, thank you for coming on and sharing your comments, because, hey, they were right on time. Yes, indeed. And here we go. We're going to bring on right now number 602-332. 602-332. You can now come on and share your feelings as well in regards to what you felt from the conversation that we've had thus far.
Greetings in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I love all the people that got...
Well, Pastor John, you sound like you're 10 miles away from your phone. Can you speak into your phone? Because we can hardly hear you.
Yes, I'm texting. Texting, telling everybody the show is live. We here.
I
appreciate everybody calling in, but at the same time, we are trying to make a change in the society. It takes today to change tomorrow. If we don't get moving and active today, we can't change tomorrow. I love your commentary. I want to add to it. We have to get busy and proactive today. It's few people who get a chance to change tomorrow because they didn't move today. And that's all I'm going to leave you with. Shouts out to Dr. Ron Robinson, Dr. Winborn, and everybody else that's abundance out of my voice. Thank you, OG, for calling in from the 405.
Yes, indeed. All right, my brother. Well, thank you for sharing your information as well. We do appreciate that, and it was right on the money as well, my brother. Thank you very much. So right now we're going to bring on 347-880. 347-880. We would like to see if you have any comments you would like to share with us. That would be great for you to bring your commentation on as well and on what we've spoken on thus far, and we would be more than glad to hear from you as well. So feel free to, you know, join in and share with us what you feel in regards to what we've thus spoken about.
Greetings and blessings in the Emperor name, Haile Selassie I, and we are representative Local 26. As our item that we platform is speaking from. And we think that your topic is right on from your practice and the things that you experience. And we have experience in too of what we did in this society for 40 years. And we have things that we did and make other people better. So I know by feeling good about yourself, and knowing that you're a child of God, proven you with things that you wouldn't believe. So I'm in agreement with you with that, because we have to have faith into what we believe and what we think and what we can manufacture that's better than what's happening in this society at this time. So we as a people need to be able to work together more better and able to be coherent to the people that surround us, meaning that the people that you're looking at and you're exchanging eye to eye with them are It's a spiritual development in exchange in the spirit when you have a good spirit. And when we have a good spirit, we exchange it with each other from a spiritual point of view. And when we do it from a spiritual point of view, we have a betterment to know how the person going to react towards what we are doing and what we want to do. Because we need the opportunity to respect each other and don't give each other disrespect and expect to get respect. Because we all are sons of God, and he put us in his image, and he told us to walk in his footsteps. And now we in the Federation that have a footsteps that we walk in, we walk in the King of Kings' footstep, and not the other footstep in them that just come on the scene and not expressing the things of the ancestors. Because when you leave out the ancestors, you don't get up in life really and get the wisdom and the things that you should get. Because you're leaving out your source of energy, where that you're going to get the thought of your ancestors, and your ancestors going to tell you what God wants you to do and what you should do. And so we have a very good way that we, an item, and not the new model systems that came out, and we still use them as Jesus and as the Spirit of God, and use them that way. And I feel that way can bring out a better way that we can talk about him and talk about what he wants us to do in this society where we have all these problems in this society. We don't have a situation where that we talk to each other, we feel it better than each other. And that kind of scene, you have a syndrome where you feel that this one has more than that, and that kind of scene. So we need to blank out those things and knowing that our society can bring a better living foundation for us if we was to be able to communicate better with each other and stop this island business, because the island and Africa and difference of people. We try to live with each other, but when each other have the ways from the ancestors and they're not living up, we have to put out our, because we're living here for 40, 50 years in New York and not nowhere else. And we're keeping a clean police record. So we are trying to bring the inspiration of people that have the Spirit of God. You know, and we are chanting with him and living for him and looking to develop the children in the community by making platforms of further understanding. Further understanding meaning that we're going to show them that we're doing business, that they can see what we are doing from now, that they can change the ways that think that all they can do is in the community is sell something to each other, and not food, and not things to make each other better, and not ways. Maybe it's happening in different communities, but in our community in New York, we have it happening, but it's on a 20%. But if we have 24 or 25%, we need to move it up to 20%. We need to move up selling and buying from each other. Because New Mayor India is saying that there's a lot of things in New York City for sale, but the city can't buy them. People come and bid for them and buy from the other companies, and the people make money in developing a business. We're looking just at one area. We're looking, when we have an enterprise, we can buy and sell to the hospital. Buy and sell and bid things that we can get bid, just like construction. We're bidding on a job. We can bid on how much towels they want, how much sheets they want, how much beds they want, and go for out to the manufacturer and make a deal with him. Make them know that it's a new environment where we want to, in our population, if we are 24%, we want 20% of the business. We want to do business in our society and develop our people. Let them know that we come from the ancestors that came. When Sandy came up, he bring the ancestors up. From the bones in the Atlantic came up to shore and give us the spirit that we should move forward. And the spirit is here now. And we respect and love all the brothers and them. And we are not fighters, because we don't have no bombers and no guns. What we have is love and unity. And that's what we are pushing. Everybody that know me, I'm pushing that. Because all them other words that people pushing, they're putting fight. Who have more, who have less, who doing this, who doing this. Love and unity bring togetherness, because you're pushing something that you need in this society and with the children. But I know there's a long time for other people to come on and speak. But thank you very much for the time out.
And thank you, my brother, for sharing that information that you did. And it was right on time, brother. Thank you very much. Okay, so now we're going to get ready to go on to our next speaker. And basically, that speaker is, let me see here. Okay, yeah, that's another speaker that we have, and that is 914-530. 914-530. Your mic is now open, and if you have anything you would like to share with us at this point on what we discussed thus far, definitely feel free to, you know, let us hear what you have to say.
Unity is power. And power is unity. The Bible says, together you stand, divided you fall. So if we are falling, if your brother is falling, you don't lift him up, you're going to fall. So together we have to unite in power and unity. Black power is unity. That's the psychology of it. Coming together with your brothers and your sister, lifting them up, and being a powerful unit together. You only as powerful as you can lift up someone else. And so I just say power is unity, and unity is power.
All right. Well, hey, that's true, brother. As we come together in unity and really try to be a blessing to one another in our community, it's going to really, you know, be very powerful, because, you know, when we unite, like I said, back in the 60s, that was wonderful, man, that we tore down a lot of brick walls of hatred and anger and different crazy things that was affecting our people. And it was, like, really ridiculous, man, and what was being done against us, with segregation and racism and all of that. And when we came together, it really was very helpful, because, you know, we came out of the dungeon of all that racism. And now, even though racism is starting to soup up again, and you can't even vote in certain states down south, and, you know, it's a lot of still negative, crazy stuff going on with these racist white police officers killing our people. And, you know, there's things that are going on a regular that, you know, we just need to bring about some positive change with. And we can definitely do it, but the bottom line is that, you know, in order for it to happen, you know, we have to really see about, you know, giving our hearts and minds to help our people. And once we start to do that, we're going to start to see some great and wonderful things come about. So anyway, yes, indeed. This is some very important stuff that we need to start to see. And once we do, then we're going to start to see a new reality. But anyway, right now, what I would like to do is to bring on our next speaker, and that is 267-702. 267-702, your mic is open. If you have anything you would like to share with us, feel free to do so.
All right. So this is your boy, Kurt ENT from Behind the Scenes Radio, and I want to speak right now for the youth, because I'm probably younger than everyone on this line. I'm only 40 years old. So my parents is 60, and my grandparents is 80, 90 years old. They've passed already. But I want to speak for my children's age, 19 to 9 years old, and my son is 19, so he almost grown. And I want to speak for the ages between that, the 20 to 30, and then the 30, so I'm speaking for them. And starting off like this, right, so I feel like, and a lot of people that I am around that's my age or younger feel like, or we know that in school we were taught that they took everything from us, our true religion, our true heritage. They took everything from us. And a lot of us know that it's not what has been taught to us growing up here in the United States of America. We know that the religions that we believe in are not our religions. We know that the cultures that we have are not our cultures. And I feel like that is one of the main reasons why us as melanated, not African-American or black people, why we don't come together is because we already know that everything is already bullshit. So why not? And I feel like, what is it called? What happened where white people and black people came together? I can't think of it. It's a big thing that we always use this word. I don't believe that a lot of us really actually wanted that. I believe that a lot of us just wanted peace. A lot of us just wanted our own land. A lot of us just wanted us not to be getting hung. We didn't want to mix in with the white people, and that's what happened. We didn't get what was truly we've never for the last 700 or 800 years we ain't had what's actually ours. Because if we did, we would have the United States of America, because this is our land. We know this. We know this, but a lot of us know this. But because TV and music and what your friends is going to say and what mom going to say and what your family going to say and what your friends going to say about you, you know, we don't speak up about it. And I believe that is what is keeping us from coming together, because if we can't even be honest with ourselves, how are we going to be honest with other people of the world? We know, most of us know we ain't from Africa, but we say we from Africa. We don't even got cousins or nobody that we can call in Africa. We say that we are African-Americans, but to be African-American, you had to be born in Africa and then move to America. If you born in the United States of America, how are you even calling yourself African-American? We know this, but we still say it, though. And so the young people, and we cannot blame the young people because we taught the young people this crap, these things that we know that is not true. We know Jesus ain't real, but we still worship him. We all know that the letter J is only 500 years old, but the story is 2,000 years. We know this. I'm talking about people my age, 40 years old and younger. We know this. But we still go to church and we still do all these things, and we still, not even religion, but the things that we see on TV, women putting the makeup on and the long eyelashes and twerking on TV and getting likes and views for that, and not being a respectable woman that I see my mother and my grandmother be. We have turned into something totally different. And even the men, we trick on these women when we really truly are the diamond in the rough when it comes to relationships, because without the man, not taking nothing from the woman, and women know this just like we know this, the father gives the daughter away. And then the daughter takes the man's last name. That is her gift. That's her gift from him. So that when they have children, they can grow the world. You feel what I'm saying? We know this, but we act like we don't. And the young people seeing that. The young people know the truth, understand something. This is not 1965 no more. This is not 1980 no more. This is where you can go on your phone and find out all the information that your mom and daddy lying to you about. You can find out where am I from. You can actually find out where you're from, where your family, where your roots is from. And we've been being told our whole lives we from Africa, but we from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oh, no, we from Texas. Are we from Louisiana? Are we from Kansas City? Are we from Cali? But we've been getting told our whole lives that we from Africa, that we African Americans. See, these young people got the internet. They ain't got to go read no books. But then you want to tell us to be strong, to be leaders. But our leaders are lying to us. The people that's on Instagram and Facebook and the preachers and the lawyers and the politicians, they all lying to us. So we tired of this shit. We ready to burn some shit the fuck up. Because y'all been lying to us the whole motherfucking time. And I'm telling you this is how we truly do feel. A lot of us is waiting on you old motherfuckers to die the fuck off because we fucking some shit up soon. We getting tired of this shit. We tired of marching. We tired of praying to that God, let's do something different. Because that ain't it. That ain't been working for us for 700-800 years. I'm tired of hearing he coming back. When is he coming back? Because he been watching for 700-800 years us getting killed, and he ain't did nothing yet. And the Bible says, slave, obey your master as you would Christ. That means that the motherfuckers has been doing us wrong for 700-800 years going to be in heaven with us. They've been feeding us to alligators and all kind of crazy stuff. Lynching us, then burning us, then the church shit. The church sits in front of the burnt body and tell Lil Johnny, go cut a piece of that arm off. We're going to put that on the mantle. But you want us to believe in Jesus, though, but this is our history, though. And the young people ain't stupid. The young people are seeing this, and you cannot blame. So this is what I want to say. After saying
well, you
all
know
that,
what, brother, I hear
can
what
I just,
you say,
can I,
and
can
I'm glad
can
you
I
had
just,
a chance to finish
I,
up on one
I,
thing. The one
I,
thing I will
I
say
finish,
to you right now that's
can
important
I finish,
here
can
is
I finish,
that we need
can
to
I finish,
hear that.
Is there any way? Is there any way? Because you didn't cut nobody else off. You didn't cut nobody.
Well, brother, you've been going for a long time, and you're actually speaking for quite a while there. But bottom line is this. When we really look at this, one of the big problems that we have is that, you know, when we look at each other in hatred and say that, oh, you know, Jesus is, you know, a bunch of crap and bullshit, and then we say that, you know, the Muslims are ain't nothing but motherfuckers too and all this kind of crazy stuff, that's what keeps us apart from each other, and that's what keeps us out of unity with each other. When we start to see each other in a very demonic way from not wanting to come together in unity. So what we need to do is respect each other's religions regardless of whether you believe in it or not. You might believe that Jesus is a bunch of bullshit and crap to you, but that doesn't mean that you need to tell other people that are dealing with it that they can't deal with it, you know, because you have to find your religion that feels good for you, whether it's being a Muslim, whether it's being a Hebrew, whether it's being, you know, from an African religion that you're saying that, you know, it sounds like it's more important to you. The bottom line is this. When we can come together in harmony, that's when we can actually work together. If we're going to come together calling each other, you know, knuckleheads and bullshit artists and all this kind of BS, then basically what happens is it just puts brick walls of Satan between us that cause us to want to hate each other and to even want to kill each other. Because I've heard different people from different religions talk about how much they hate, you know, the Jews and how much they hate the Muslims and how much they hate this, that, and the other. And it can get real crazy like that. But that's not really what it's all about, brother. You know, from your perspective, I understand, because we've been brainwashed into also feeling that we have to have these strong, hateful feelings towards one another and towards our different religions. And we really don't have to have hateful feelings. If you don't feel that, that's cool. The bottom line is this. What we need to do for those who have open hearts and minds that can come together now in unity, that's what's important. And then it's not going to be a thing where we're going to get everybody, because everybody's not really ready. We're talking about 450 years of brainwashing and people being told that, you know, us coming together is never going to do nothing. Us coming together doesn't mean anything. Us coming together can't really accomplish anything. So why the heck should we want to deal with that? And I'm not saying that, you know, even with the politics, you know, that it's not really even called politics now. A lot of people call it politics, but the bottom line is that, you know, it is a lot of inadequacy, you know, with that. But the bottom line is that, you know, we do still need to come together in unity. And regardless of whether you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Hebrew, whether you're a Rasta, whether you're from different African religions, we need to put the hatred of Satan our lives and start to come together in unity and respect, care, and love for one another. So, no, I'm not in total agreement with what you're saying, because what you're saying is one of the problems that we do have. All of this, you know, feelings about one another and how we need to be against one another in order to deal with this, because that's not going to work. We need to come together in harmony, my brother. And once we start to come together in harmony as a people, that's when things can really come out and work for us, you know. And the other thing is, sometimes you do have Master Charlie paying people to say things like this, you know. And then other times it's just our mentality of where we are, you know, about how we should, you know, hate those knucklehead son of a bitches that, you know, are into Jesus, you know, all that kind of crazy stuff, you know, and how we should really hate those Muslims, and how we should hate those damn Jews, and, you know, all that kind of crazy stuff is not really what we should be doing. You know, what we should be doing is, again, trying to work on coming together in unity. And I know that we're not going to be able to come together with all Christians. We're not going to be able to come together with all Muslims. We're not going to be able to come together with all Hebrews, all African religions, but those who have a higher state of consciousness that are open to us coming together in unity, that's what we need to do. And those are the ones that will really bring about some positive change, and that's when the time when we can bring about some positive change again in our community. But anyway, I hear you, brother. Your opinion was pretty interesting. And, you know, I see what you're saying, but at the same time, you know, we do need to come at a higher level of consciousness where we are going to reach out to help each other, not reach out to condemn each other and to call all these different religions and bullshit and all this kind of crazy stuff. Because even if you don't believe in the Christian religion, and I hear what you're saying, when you look at, you know, the hundreds of years that our people have been going through a lot of pain and sorrow from dealing with, you know, racism, slavery, and different things like that, and the religion they were into wasn't Jesus. But the bottom line is this. You know, whether you are a Christian, whether you are a Muslim, whether you're a Hebrew, whether you're a Rasta, or from, like I said earlier, different African religions, the bottom line is, even if you have a really negative feeling for you as an individual not wanting to have nothing to do with Jesus, then fine. Nobody's going to put a gun to your head and say, listen, brother, you better deal with Jesus or I'm going to pull this trigger. It's not even about that. It's about us being able to actually come together in unity, even if you're saying, well, no, I'm not down with that Christian thing. That's not for me. And if that's the case, that's not a problem. You don't have to be a Christian. And for folks that feel that way about Islam, they don't want to deal with Muslims, then no problem with that either. You just don't be a part of that. But we have to respect each other's religion. We have to feel that, hey, even though you're not in the religion I'm feeling, you know, and that's really in one minute with what I want to do, you can't say that you're going to put a gun to everybody else's head and tell them that they better join your religion or they're assholes and they're knuckleheads and I hate their asses. You know, it's not about that. You know, it's about us realizing that, hey,
you have come here on planet Earth with God's opportunity to choose the spiritual path that feels right for you. And once you've picked that path that feels right for you, even though it may not be in Christ, even though it might not be in Islam, even though it might not be with Lord Jehovah or with the Rastafarians or the African religions, whatever path you feel, that's the one you're going to deal with. But it's not about condemning everybody else's religion except yours. It's about you working harmoniously and respecting other people's religion enough where we can come together in unity. Because as long as we have hatred for Jesus, as long as we have hatred for Allah and the Muslims, as long as we have hatred for the Hebrews and, you know, the Rastas and all of that, all it is a brick wall of Satan that keeps us apart from one another. And we do not need to hold on to that brick wall of hatred, because that's a part of the brainwashing that is here for us to make sure that we stay separate from one another and that we do not want to deal with one another because we have different religious, you know, perspectives, because we're dealing with politics, because we're dealing with different things. We have to find different ways to come together where we're not condemning each other and looking at each other from such a negative perspective and wanting to have our hearts filled with so much hate that we're at the point where we could even kill each other. That's not what we should be about doing. We should be about feeling harmony, respect, wanting to help, wanting to be a blessing for one another. And I know that sounds ridiculous for some people, but, you know, the reality is that's where we should really be. Okay, so now getting ready to go on to our next speaker. That's 914-330. Getting ready to ask you to come on board and to share with us what you are feeling right now on what has been said, whether it's the brother, whether it's other people that have spoken as well. And, you know, you can comment on it, and we'll see what we can do. So go ahead, my brother.
Yes, sir. How's everybody? Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. Giving thanks,
okay,
brother. I can hear you.
Man,
you came out clear.
That last caller, you go to prove we got a lot of work to do, man, in terms of meditating and prayer, because he was speaking on behalf of the youth. He said he was a DJ, and this is sad, man, to hear that the youth are actually feeling this way, man. We need to do some serious meditation and prayer, man, to elevate their consciousness, man, because this is what we're all about. We're trying to build and provide and leave something generational for them. And how can they accept something if they have that type of hatred? And I know that that doesn't represent all of them, but this brother, the way he was talking, man, we got some serious work to do. We really do. He's damaged, he's hurt, and there's a whole lot of them out there that feel the same way. We need to start praying for these young brothers. That's for real. We need to start praying for these brothers. Seriously, they need it bad, brother. We need it. We need to really focus on praying for these young brothers, you know, because I was shocked to hear what he was saying. Whew. That's madness, you know, and I agree. We must always respect each other's religions. But the hatred that this brother had and all of that, and he's saying he's speaking on behalf of the youth, man, we got a lot of work to do.
Exactly.
I'm petitioning to all the ministers and all the preachers on this call, man. We need to focus on praying for the youth. We have to elevate their consciousness. They need it bad.
They need it bad.
So that's all I have to say, brother.
No, you said something very powerful, brother, and very truthful, because it's true. If we don't look out for our future, which is our youth, then they're going to have a terrible lifestyle they're going to be living.
Absolutely.
You know? But if we can try to do our best to help bring them around and out of a lot of the negative thinking patterns that they're stuck in right now, we can help them tremendously to really have a prosperous, harmonious, and wonderful life for themselves. But the bottom line is we just can't sit on the sideline and complain about, oh, man, I just heard
three of them knuckleheads killed each other again. I was, oh, that's crazy, man. You know, ain't nothing you could do for them, you know. And that's not true, you know, and I've heard that before, unfortunately, because in dealing with putting programs together to deal with gang violence, I've heard from quite a few adults that were saying that, hey, man, you wasting. I mean, I even had, when I started the program back up again to deal with, you know, trying to see what we could do to stop the gang violence and stuff, I even had a sister that came up to me and said, hey, why are you wasting your time trying to help these kids stop killing themselves? Don't you know that's their karma? If they're crazy enough where they want to get a gun and kill each other, then you should let them do that. And then they'll learn from their karma that they shouldn't have never done that, because they're going to end up in jail or they're going to end up getting killed themselves. So that's good. They'll get what they deserve. And I'm like, what? You know, I couldn't even believe an adult was telling me something crazy like that. But see, unfortunately, the self-hatred that we've been taught to have for one another, whether it's our youth or the hatred that we have for adults, the bottom line is we got to stop that madness. Don't allow the brainwashing to keep you trapped in Satan's mindset. Because as long as you're going to have hatred towards your people, you definitely don't give a damn about your youth. As long as you're going to have hatred in your mind and heart, you're going to hate Christians, you're going to hate Muslims, you're going to hate Hebrews, you're going to have a whole bunch of hate and hatred towards one another. And these are things that we need to stop doing with each other. Because as long as we hold on to that, that's what causes us to be having that brick wall of hatred that stops us from being able to come together. And we can definitely stop that. But the bottom line is we just need to come together with those people that are in harmony and ready to move forward now. Because if you're just going to wait for everybody to get involved, that's going to be a long time. But the bottom line is if we can get a nice amount of people to come together in harmony to work with us in prayer, in meditation, to come together and start to focus on seeing things from a positive perspective, that's when we can really start to bring some positive change about. Yes, indeed. So, my brother, I do appreciate what you just shared with us, and now we're going to get ready to go on to our next caller, and that's 914-227, 914-227. If you would like to share some information as far as how you feel about what we've been speaking about thus far, definitely feel free to come on board and, you know, speak what you feel.
Yes, peace to everyone. So, you know, you spoke to that issue or that circumstance with the brother, but I just want to add just a few pieces to that. Our youth is definitely justifiably angry. You know, there's a lot of stuff happening, you know. A lot of people is against them, going after them. And, of course, the youth got to clean up their life, too. You know, that's why the brother said we need to pray for them. We need to enlighten them. And that's the thing that we need to do. I wouldn't say that this was the appropriate form for that, because certain things he was saying, attacking religion and making certain threats, it's just inappropriate. And being that I'm on this line, I have to speak for myself. You know, I don't subscribe to that type of thinking. So whoever, you know, any CIA or FBI listening, you know, I don't subscribe to that. I was just a caller who called in, invented his grievance. I suggest that whoever's the host or in charge of this is to set the parameters, set the guidelines. And if they go off topic to the point where it's violence or attacking someone's religion, boom, you just exit them out. It's just that simple. Having said all that, my initial thoughts before the brother came on was dealing with that unity piece, that beingness, that be and it is, you know, like the host talked about. You know, in that word being, you have be. Right? So it's a person that's actually making something happen. Be means to exist, you know, to bring something into existence. And that's what we definitely have the power to do. Like you said, host, that, you know, everybody don't necessarily might not believe on, you know, that type of power that we have. And that is because how we was brainwashed and miseducated and so forth and so on. So that unity piece, you know, that spiritual piece that we need. See, 90% of our problem is spiritual. And I'm not talking about religion. You know, spiritual. You know, how we view and how we connect to God in the universe, person that created us. What's in us? You know, what was put in us, you know, by nature that allows us to be able to do and be. You know, and once again, we put pressure on ourselves too by our lifestyle, you know, that short circuits our ability to be and to do. And then you got others doing it. So the brother that spoke, he's not necessarily completely wrong, but certain things, certainly I believe that he's wrong in some areas, but we have to look at his sentiment. Where is this coming from? What is his thinking? What causes him to speak like that? Not get crazy. I mean, because I'm not surprised. I've heard this. I've been hearing stuff like that for 30 years. So I'm not surprised when our youth talk like that, you know, and some of them even go deeper than that, you know, but why? Where does that come from? What is fueling that? That's what we have to look at. That's all for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate your comment, my brother, and it's true. We do need to come together and pray and focus on really trying to see what we can do to help our youth and put some programs together as well. Because one of the big problems that we do have as well is that when our youth are out of school, and some of them even drop out of school, they're just out on the street. And when you're out on the street and you don't have any positive programs that you can plug into that can really help you to improve your life, unfortunately, you get caught up into the craziness that's out on the street, whether it's joining these gangs and wanting to kill each other, whether it's, you know, going to be a drug dealer or a druggie and start taking drugs because you just can't deal with all the negative problems that are affecting you. But if you have a community centers that are out there that are focusing on helping the youth and showing them how they can make money, not so much for selling anything crazy like drugs so that they could go to jail or become a druggie, but to utilize different positive ways that they can do it, whether it's dealing with the internet, whether it's dealing with real estate, whether it's dealing with cryptocurrency, whether it's dealing with stock. There's a number of different ways that you can make money, but the bottom line is you have to teach them. And if you don't have no way to teach them, they're not going to get involved with that because they're like, what? I don't want to hear nothing about no doggone stock or no real estate, nothing crazy like that. I don't have nothing to do with that. And the only reason why they say that is because there's nobody there to take them by the hand and show them the way that they can get involved with it so that they can make the money. And once they see that they have, you know, a way that this can be done and that it's not a joke but something that can really help them, then that's programs that can really have a huge impact on changing their lives. And that's one of the reasons why we do need to have some community centers in our communities that are active doing things that can really help our youth. And, you know, that's the problem. When you really look around and look for community centers that are really out there doing some really specific things that can have a huge impact on our youth, you know, unfortunately, you hardly see anything out there. And that's what we need to do, start to create these. But, again, that comes back to having the money because you got to have a building. You got to have staff. You got to have these programs that you can introduce to them. And if you don't have the money to pay your staff, if you don't have the money to buy a building and hook it up the way that you want to hook it up, if you don't have the money to, you know, show them how they can invest their money into different products and how they can even be a worker, whether it's in real estate, stock, or cryptocurrency, or, you know, even on the internet where they can make money dealing with that, all of these different things, you know, not having any programs are like that because you don't have the money like that, that's the big problem. And see, in other communities, I have seen where the Italians have come together, the Jews have come together, and they bring, yeah, millionaires
they bring their, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that have hundreds of thousands of dollars kind of thing, and they all come together and they contribute to their community, and they put these kind of community centers together in their community, so that, oh, they call them, you know, private schools. They call them like that. But the bottom line is those private schools or community centers are focused on showing them how they can make some serious money in their community and really have a great, great opportunity to be a blessing to their lives. And these are things that we need to have in our lives as well, in our communities. But unfortunately, a lot of our multimillionaires, you know, they don't want to deal with you know, helping our community out. And that's another part of the self-hatred that has been brainwashed into our people. But I've had, you know, some, you know, conversations with quite a few millionaires, and I just couldn't believe what was coming out of their mouths in regards to telling you that they don't want to deal with putting up any money to help you. You know, it's like, why should I? Let me tell you, man, I came up and became a millionaire, and basically the thing about it was it wasn't easy. And I didn't have nobody in my community helping me out to become that millionaire. And because I had to do it on my own, you know, I say the same thing about these niggas. Why should I help them? They just like I became one on my own. That's how they should become as well. And I was like, but brother, I mean, they didn't help, and now you got the money. You could, you don't have to give away all your money. You could just give away a portion of that to help, you know, a project that we want to do. No, no, brother, I don't want to give up nothing like that. They didn't help me out, and I ain't helping them. And I was like, wow. You know, I couldn't believe these conversations. These brothers got millions of dollars and don't want to give up a dime to help each other, you know. And it's really sad to see that because we shouldn't have that attitude towards one another. We should be reaching out to help one another and wanting to really be a blessing to one another financially. And all I can say is once we come together and really start to reach out to be a blessing for one another, to put away all of this self-hatred and start to reach out so that we can get community centers, so that we can do a lot of other positive things in our community, whether it's holistic health centers, whether it's spiritual unity centers. There's a lot of different things that we can do for our community that will uplift our people. But if we're just going to get a million and say, no, no, man, I'm buying two or three mansions. I'm going to have one here in New York. I'm going to have one in California. I'm going to have one in Chicago. And each of those mansions I'm going to stay at, you know, different parts of the year. And I'm going to enjoy myself like that. I say, well, what about helping your community? No, no, I ain't helping nobody in my community. And having those kind of knucklehead mindsets is really something that is not a good thing. We really need to look at coming together in unity to see what we can do to be a blessing to our community. Because once we can start doing that, that's when we can really start to bring about some great, awesome, and amazing change. So anyway, right now I'm going to the next speaker, 571-264. 571-264, your mic is now open. And if you have anything you would like to share with us at this point, that would be great. Feel free to, you know, speak on what you would like to talk about and, you know, off of what we've been speaking about thus far. And, yeah, let's see what we can do in regards to, you know, coming through with some positive info on that. But anyway, 571-264. If you have anything you would like to share with us, feel free to do that, and we would definitely look forward to hearing from you. Okay. Well, now we're going to go to Right. Another speaker here, that's 571-335. Your mic is open. 571-335. Your mic is open now. If you have anything you would like to say, feel free to share your comment with us, and we would be glad to hear from you. 571-335.
If you would like to share your information as far as how you feel about things, this would be great. So feel free to do so. Okay. And we also have 914-882. 914-882. If you have anything to say at this point, feel free to do so. And, you know, you've heard what we've been speaking about thus far, so feel free to share your comment, and we will be glad to hear from you. Go ahead. Okay. No problem there. And let me see here. Well, 111, maybe this time you'll speak. You're normally a listener, but hey, if you want to have anything positive to say at this point, feel free to join us with your comment, and that would be great, you know, on what you have to say. So, yeah, feel free to speak. 111111. Feel free to speak, and no problemo. Okay. Alrighty then. So, as I said before, we have some folks that, you know, are listeners, and we have some folks that are speakers, and sometimes it's a technical problem as well. But regardless of what the situation is right now, we're going to get ready to move on, and we're going to get ready to actually speak on why prayer and meditation is very important and why we need to start to, you know, get involved with it. Because in doing so, it can have a huge impact on helping to turn a lot of the negative situations we see in our lives. But in order for all of that to happen, we have to see it from that positive perspective. And that's the thing. Once we start to see ourselves in a positive mindset, that's when positive things can come about. Once we continue to hang on to Satan's negative mindset, wanting to hate each other, wanting to kill each other, all these kind of crazy things with one another, then that's what's going to continue to cause serious and big problems in our community. So what we need to do right now is start to see all of that negativity coming to an end and see a new reality starting to begin. And that's what we're talking about right now. So anyway, we're going to get ready to actually do that, where we're going to have a prayer and meditation right now. So for all of you that are on the line at this time, I would say find a comfortable sitting position. And as you find that comfortable sitting position, get ready to close your eyes shortly. But before we start the meditation, we're going to have the prayer. And we're going to have Brother Ron, or Reverend Ron, get ready to do that. And here we go.
Many are trying to make their way through, oh Father, but many may have seen the heat of their ways and their time to turn God, and may someone touch the heart of their Father. Father, that now, God, we need your loving kindness, oh Father, more than ever, that we will turn towards each other instead of turning against each other. We ask you, Father, for the divine intervention, that may we make you love and this heart for one another. Women that you love, and they are not the women that you love. That's the word of the Lord.
All right, great. All right, great. I'm glad to see that my brother shared that prayer with us. And now what we're getting ready to do, again, I'm asking all of you to find that comfortable sitting position. And now we're going to get ready to start with us closing our eyes and get ready to do three deep breaths. And after we do those three deep breaths, we're going to go right into the meditation. Okay, here we go. First breath, breathe in deep. All peace, calm, and total relaxation. Okay, breathe out. All stress, anxiety, and tension. Let it go, let it go. All right. Next breath, breathe in deep. And that is your true identity. And start to see a new reality. And let go of all the lies that you've been told and brainwashed in the past, from childhood to adulthood. And now start to see a new reality at last. No longer holding on to the negativity of Satan, but holding on to God's honest truth that can set us free to live in a brand new and wonderful reality. So let us start to see this from a new and positive perspective so that we can turn the negativity that we see in this world totally around, because this insanity no longer needs to last in our lives. Third breath, breathe in deep. And that is the power of God. God has given us all great and awesome and amazing power. And all we need to do is believe it and receive it. So again, breathe out all fear and doubt and know that we have an ability to make some great, awesome, and amazing things come about. But we have to believe it in order to receive it. We cannot be stuck in a negative mindset, only seeing things from a negative perspective. We have to start to see things in a positive way, and that's when we can start to see things happening in a positive way. That's right. So let us now focus on a very bright, glowing light that is above our minds. And that light is the light of faith. That is the light of confidence. That is the light of knowingness. Let it slowly but surely enter into our minds, filling every single cell in our minds. And as it fills the cells of our minds, let us now start to see that our minds are filled with confidence and knowingness, in faith, in seeing that this can truly be. Because it's not about fear and doubt and listening to the negative, doubtful, negative Thomasinas, and they just said, very doubtful and the negative Thomases that just do not believe. And I understand, because there's been 450 years of brainwashing that has been going on. And because of that, it has tried to bring us down and keep us down. But now we are seeing that bright light of God's confidence and knowingness and having a serious, serious state in our mind that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we can bring some positive things about. It's not even a question about whether we can do it. And see that bright light now shining within your heart as well, getting rid of all negative emotions, casting out all negative feelings, just casting all that negativity out and letting your heart shine brightly in confidence and knowingness and having full faith in knowing that you, as a son of God or as a daughter of God, have the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things, regardless of the lies of Satan that have been there in the past. Do no longer hold on to them. Focus your mind and envision who you truly, truly are, not a limited person that can do hardly anything, but as a God realized, you are realizing that you're a God being, and being that you are realizing as God said, you're made in his image, you're made in his likeness. Come on. It doesn't take someone who's a genius to know that if you're made in the image of God and the likeness of God, that you are a God being as well. And I know this has not been taught to you in the churches. I know this is something that has never really been told. And I understand why, because you would be able to tap into your God-given power if you knew this in the past, as a teenager, as a child, and as an adult now, to have that knowledge for all those years, you would definitely be able to tap into your God-given power and do many great, awesome, and amazing things. So now what needs to happen is that you see beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have the ability to make these great, awesome, and amazing things come about. And as I've said, we've done it in the past. And even though some may say, well, no, we don't have those abilities, brother. No. We do have those abilities. And you, myself, and others have the ability to do great, amazing, and supernatural things. But the problem is you've been told for so many years that you can't do it. But we're not listening to those lies anymore. We're listening to God's honest truth. And even what Christ had to say, the things I do, you can do, and even more. And all I could say to that is we have the ability to open up that huge and amazing door of great spiritual success so that we can start to live our very, very best. We can do it, but you have to believe it in order to achieve it. So these are things that we can do, and we have to be able to see it right now. And as we said before, what we're going to visualize right now is a formula that Jesus had given me in the past that had saved many youth's lives. Because he said, if you can envision the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ going into the minds and hearts of these youth that are caught up into all of this negativity of killing one another, of hating one another, of trying to do each other in, and trying to find different ways to, if not destroy you physically, destroy you verbally, and talk about you like a dog, whether it's behind your back or right in your face. But the bottom line is, regardless of all that negativity, see the divine love of God erasing all that hatred and anger and trying to destroy each other verbally and physically. See all of that negative hatred and negative energy being totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ. And Jesus said he was going to reach into their minds and reach into their hearts and totally remove all that negativity and replace it with his divine love and with God's divine love. So instead of their hearts and minds being filled with so much hatred and anger towards one another, that they would have so much feelings of love to want to respect, care, and help one another. So let us see that for a moment, where the divine love of God in Christ is going into the minds and hearts of our youth. That's right, because too many of them are killing each other right now. Too many of them are hating each other right now, hating their religions, hating their community area, because their community got a gang over here, and the other community where you live has a gang over here, and they're hating the other gang, and they're wanting to kill. All of that negativity of hatred and anger and wanting to kill is totally being totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God, by the divine love of Christ. And their minds and hearts are now being filled with a bright light of God and Christ's divine love, totally erasing all negativity. Let us see it, let us believe it, let us know it. Do not be a doubting Thomasina or a doubting Thomas saying, no, no, this can't work. Say, yes, yes, I know it can work. We have the power to do this, because in the past when we did it, we were able to stop gang wars, stop the killing and the murdering. And all I can say is I'm very thankful that it worked. So even though there are those that believe that Jesus' power was no good and he never reached out to help us at all, and I understand when you look at the history of our people, why people feel that way, but at the same time, he has reached out at different times and helped our people out. But we have to believe beyond the shadow of a doubt that it can happen again. Don't be a doubting Thomas. Don't be a doubting Thomasina. Know beyond the shadow of a doubt that this can truly, truly, truly come about. See it coming about. Know that it has already been done. And our victory has been won. Our youth have stopped hating each other. Our youth have stopped killing each other. See it, believe it, and know that it can happen. And know that we have the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things. Now, another thing that we're going to focus on now is our God-given ability to manifest wealth. We have this ability as well, and I have already seen it for in meditating in the past and doing prayer. I literally, this was about a month ago now, had $300 just appear into my bank account from out of nowhere. And I was very thankful to see that right after we did that meditation, the next day, that appeared in my bank account. So these are things that are not a joke. These are things that can truly happen. And I remember in the past doing a meditation where we were with a group of people and we were asking that millions and billions of dollars would start coming my way. And when I started to believe that this would happen and we did the prayer and meditation together, then the next day when I was walking down the street, I ran across what I thought was some garbage, you know. But when I looked at it again, instead of seeing it as garbage, it was money that someone had dropped on the ground. And it was $250. And I was like totally, you know, surprised because I just couldn't, you know, see that that just happened right after the meditation the next day. So I've had a number of different experiences where I have seen the manifestation of wealth come about. And that's why I know beyond a shadow of a doubt it can come about. But today, this evening, what we are looking at is not getting just a few dollars that we want to see. What we are getting is something that is very powerful. And what we need to know is that it can truly, truly be a great, great opportunity. But we have to see it in order to for it to be what we really want to see. And what we have to do is start to acknowledge what we have the ability to do within us. And once we start to acknowledge it and start to actually be involved with the ability of utilizing God's power of magnetically drawing unto us wealth, prosperity, and great abundance. There's no question about whether it can come about. The only thing is that we need to believe in it beyond a shadow of a doubt. So right now, what I want you to do is to see a green light above your head and see it flowing from the crown of your head down to the bottom of your feet, filling every single aspect of every cell in your body. And now it is drawing unto you millions and billions of dollars. That's right. Not a few hundred, not a few thousand, but millions upon billions of dollars. And this way, we could save the lives of our youth by putting up community centers. This way, we can save the lives of our people by having entrepreneurial programs that can show them how they can make hundreds of thousands and hundreds of millions of dollars, and we can help them come out of the gutter and the dungeon of poverty, and now they could be set free so that they can live a new reality. So let us see once again that green light shining brightly from within us and outside of us, and see it drawing unto us hundreds of millions and hundreds of billions of dollars and bringing it into our lives. So as we receive these funds, we can utilize it to help our people, to be a blessing to our people, to show that we do care about our people, not hate our people, but care for the lives of our people, and that our youth's lives do matter, and even our adults' lives do matter. So right now, again, let us see the green magnetic light of God's wealth and great prosperity and abundance drawing unto us millions upon billions of dollars. Let us see it. Let us believe it. Let us know that it can really come about. And right now, I have something that I want you all to listen to while you're meditating. This is something that is very, very powerful. And what you're going to do is start to hear something that's telling you to bring down the power of the blessings of God that are going to create miracles, wealth, and abundance in your life. All you need to do is start to listen to it and focus on it. That's right. It can truly happen. So see it, believe it, and we will all start to receive it. But we have to really, really know that this is some dough that we can receive, and we have to believe it in order for it to achieve it. So stay focused and hear it. Come on. Yes, indeed. It's got your name on it, your blessing, and you're pulling it down. Millions of dollars can come around. You have the ability to pull it down. You have the ability to make some great and awesome things come about. All you have to do is start to believe that you have this ability and it can come about. So now is the time where we're getting ready to end the meditation, but I just wanted to say to you that you do have the ability to pull down great miracles, great blessings, great amounts of money into your life. But in order for any of this to happen, you have to believe it in order to receive it. So all I could say once again at this time is thank you for coming on the call, and just know for a surety that the door to success is now open for us so that we can live our very best.
you've gone through the hell. After you've gone through the pain, oh my. After you've gone through the storm,
hallelujah.
Hey, after you've gone through the rain. Yeah.